I'm gonna call him again. Yeah. Who gave this to me? Dude, come on.
Hi, this is Fresh Washer.
Hey, Andrew, this is Charlie with Local Splash.
Oh, what's up?
Hey, you don't seem too excited to be hearing from me.
I got some unfortunate news for you, Charlie.
Sure, go ahead, lay it on me.
I'm sorry, man. I'm right now, I'm not in the best position to be purchasing the service.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying I'm not interested.
Right.
It's just timing, right? And, money's money, so I can't just say like, oh, well, I'll spend it. You know what I mean? I got different stuff I gotta pay right now. So, sorry to get your hopes up for today, but, it'll have to be another time or day.
Okay. Well, when would that be for you?
I don't know. I mean, it'll probably be a few months or so. I need to land some commercial so I can get some recurring
revenue coming in. Is this like job slow for you right now? Just doing?
It's slow jobs, but again, I just got like started, like fully started like about a week ago.
Okay.
The money is coming in. It's just,
right.
The money is being prioritized to other things.
Gotcha. Okay. Is it just like the 348 out the door that's kind of like going to be a lot for you, or is it just the 249 month to month that you're kind of scratching your head on?
No, it's definitely the 348. It's a lot up front, which I totally understand why. I know why. Like, you have to do the programming and whatnot. It's the same way with if I had a recurring client, like we have to charge you more for the initial, and then afterwards it's just easier on us. So
right.
Charge you less. I totally understand that. And I totally see that it's really $150 I'm paying y'all, and then I get the $100 credit for Facebook campaigning, which y'all will do entirely. Like, I like everything you offer, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's just, I'm prioritizing, I'm paying $600 a month on insurance, which doesn't sound like a lot to other people.
That's a lot of money. especially starting up. Like, my dad's a small business owner, so, like, I understand, like, the metrics that you're talking about. Like, I get people that say, you know, $348 might not sound like a lot to you, but, you know, but it is a lot, especially, you know, if you have your insurance, your car, your gas, your tools, right? You got to acquire a customer. How much does that cost to acquire that customer? So I understand, like, the metrics for what you're talking about.
What I'm going to do is I'd say give me, like, I don't know, a few months, right? I'm acquiring more Google reviews right now. I feel like your service would benefit me more if I had a lot more Google reviews up front. And once I also finish off my website, which is, it will be pretty soon that I'm finishing it.
Okay.
It's that, and then also I can maybe have hopefully some, well, I have to get a new general liability insurance, which will go up another $100.
Right.
And then I'm going to try to get some commercial going. Hopefully I'm running a 4 gallon per minute machine.
Nice.
For my business. But it's not so nice because I'm doing work now that requires better equipment. And so,
right. Well, that just means you can land higher end jobs, right? So that means that you could, you're putting the carriage before the horse, right? So, I mean, you're putting the horse before the carriage, but like what we always say is like you're speaking it into existence. So you're getting your equipment geared up to start to handle that business when it comes in, instead of saying like, oh, I got the business, but now I have to turn it down. Like, you know, you're doing it the right way. And so like for me, like when I was talking to you, what I did was I gave you a new in business credit. Now I had the power to kind of maneuver things around to help small business owners like you. If the 348 is such like, you know, like we're willing to help you out because we know that being on the first page of Google and that Facebook retargeting campaigns will help you out entirely, right? So, I mean, what I can do is I can help you a little bit more. I could actually waive that setup fee if I get permission here from my higher ups. Typically, we usually call that the family discount credit, because typically we just offer that to our families at that starting price for the $249. Like I said, my dad's a small business owner. He already has this with the Facebook campaigns and the Google listing, so I can only offer it to him, but he already has it. So typically it goes to waste. If I'm able to do that for you, for just starting you out at that $249, so we could help you out and eat that cost, I mean, is that something that you would want to do today?
Could you give me, like, some spot? I can maybe, you give me a call back around, like, 1 or so, and I can let you know.
Sure.
I have a job to do right now.
Okay.
And I can think it over at the job. But, yeah, no, I mean, that's awesome. I really appreciate it. Kind of hard to believe, though, that you would do that, because I'm not really close to your family. So I don't have... Do this for other people or what?
Yeah, I mean, we've been in business for 19 years, so we're a Google Channel partner. We understand at the end of the day, business owners like yourself, especially being a one-man crew, especially just starting, we do make it affordable for you guys. So we try to help you guys out as much as possible. Typically what happens is when they give us a friends and family discount for the $249 month to month, mine usually go to waste. Like it usually just like shuts it out the door. Like they just cancel it off. Yeah. So they only give us one per, you know, so often. So typically what happens here is when I really connect with somebody like yourself, you know, you got the strawberry mango or the mango rainbow the other day, you know, we had a good laugh. We had a good connection. Typically when I have a good connection with somebody and I see that they're trying to get their business started and this is going to benefit them at the end of the day, I usually give them that. But it's really when I have that availability and I have it here, it's just been sitting here and I can help you. And I do walk you through a voice verification at the end before I do the payment that does have the $249 with the setup fee waived. And that's your pricing structure at the end of the day. We eat that cost, but again, our deal here isn't for us to just stay with you for a month. Our deal is to make sure that you're getting the premium service month in and month out, and we can help you build this company. And long term, we'll make our money back, and we're able to do that because we're a big company. So I'm able to help you out there. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Well, I guess last thing I'll ask you is,
sure.
So let's say, I know this will take time because, you know, Google just takes time, but let's say, like, for the Facebook part of it, I know Facebook also takes time, but Facebook's a lot quicker than Google.
Right.
To get a return. What if I get nothing? Is just a wasted $250 or what? Like,
I mean, you would just cancel the service if you felt like you weren't getting the premium service here. But again, like, you know, it takes time. We always ask for a 2-month verbal agreement because we want to make sure that you're set up properly, right? So at the base price of $249 month to month, you know, what if you get nothing? But what if you get 10 jobs out of this and one or two jobs is landed on a commercial job, you know? So that's the power of it. Just to kind of share with you a little deal here with a guy that same deal with you. He's a gutter service. He does gutter repairs. He's in the Midwest in Missouri. He runs this. Yeah, yeah. And he's getting 3 to 4 calls a week. I mean, and then that's basically, that's with him being on that first page placements of Google. I mean, it's there to work for you if you're willing to just give it time to work itself into it. So that's why we do ask for that 2-month verbal agreement. But with Facebook, we're getting you in front of your customers within that 7 to 14 day marker of us doing that onboarding call with you guys, or with you. Yeah, and we don't have any pause or cancellation penalties of any sort. So if you felt like you wanted to cancel, you could cancel the service at any time. The only thing we ask is that you give us 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due, and then we part ways as friends from there. We don't wipe you off of Google. You get to keep your Google reviews, your Google business profile, Facebook, all the listings from Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. The only thing we stop is the programming and the retargeting campaigns.
Do you guys make the like all the attributes and stuff for Facebook? Like, I don't have to tell you that, right? Or do I have to tell you? Cause, you know what I mean?
What do you mean the attributes? Like the content creation for it, for the ads?
No, like the demographics of the attributes of like a homeowner.
Oh yeah. We can target specific cities and zip codes. We can target homeowners. We do that stuff. We're placing you in front of the people that you want to target. That's what we're doing. So that's why we do the onboarding call with my tech team. They're going to go through. They will ask you, you know, where do you want to be found? That way you are being found in that area. So you're not getting a call in South Austin where you're like, why am I getting calls out here? this isn't where I want to target. I want to be in the northwest area of Austin where I'm getting the higher end jobs. That's where we want you to shine, and that's where we place you.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, if you can give me a call back around 1.
Okay.
Then I can have an answer for you.
Sure. I'll give you a call back around 1, and then we'll take it from there and see where you want to take the business, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Cool. No problem. Talk to you soon. Drive safely.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.